Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about living with a new attitude, an attitude that comes from being transformed in our mind, of being made new in Christ, and looking at the attitude of Jesus. And determining from him and from the descriptions of his attitude in Scripture what our attitude ought to be. And today we're going to look specifically at an attitude of service. The Bible tells us in Mark chapter 10, verse 45, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." It's easy, because it's expected to assume that others are around you in order to serve you as you grow in responsibility and authority. It's kind of the way of the world. Jesus says that the lords, the masters, the elite of the world, those who are in charge, lord it over those who, are not in charge. But he tells his disciples, it's not supposed to be that way with you. That whoever wants to be greatest must become servant of all. And living with the attitude of Jesus, the one who could have set everything straight with a word, the one who could have avoided not only the cross, but everything that led up to it with just a word. The public humiliation, the mockery of a trial, the scourging and flogging and beating and all that he endured. But his purpose was to serve. And to serve in a way that only he could, to be that perfect sacrifice for the sin that I committed, for the sin that you committed. But it was the culmination of a life on earth filled with serving, of loving people, of forgiving people, of healing people, of comforting people, of having meals with people, of feeding people, of simply doing life with people. And I think sometimes we struggle with this attitude of service, number one, because we would rather be served, but number two, because we don't really know what it looks like. Or we think we know what it looks like and we're not sure we want to do that. But from a Jesus perspective, serving others is, it's as simple as considering their needs as more important than your own. And that's sometimes even more difficult than actually physically helping someone. I like to do what I like to do. I don't want someone to tell me I shouldn't or I can't or they don't like it. And when it comes to living as a Christian, the difficulty is we don't all get this at the same time, at the same level. And so it often feels like Well, like if we do that, we'll be taken advantage of. But God's desire is that as the body of Christ and as His children, we would all grow into maturity under the headship of Christ. And so that considering the needs of others above our own isn't some petulant child demanding their way and our having to give in. That's kind of the world's idea that anything I want is what I need. And sometimes we even twist scripture to say, God says you have to give it to me because that's the Christ-like thing to do. And sometimes the thing that a person needs is the thing that's the hardest to give because it's correction, because it's rebuke, because it's training in righteousness. And sometimes serving in that way is even more difficult than mowing a lawn for a neighbor, giving food to a stranger. But it all is involved in taking on that attitude of Jesus. We love, at least I love, the stories of Jesus healing the blind and feeding the hungry and forgiving the sinners, correcting and rebuking his disciples. Well, as long as it's them, that's okay. But don't be thinking you can do that to me. Don't be thinking I ought to do that to others. They won't like me. You see, this attitude of Jesus of serving others was doing what was best according to the need of the moment, according to an eternal view rather than a temporary view. And so sometimes we put serving in a box that we may or may not like, but we're at least comfortable with, because all that we put into that box are the things that we're somewhat willing to do or to at least try. But this attitude of service says that my life becomes about meeting the needs according to God's wisdom, according to His strength, according to His Spirit within me. And so many times I step back and I say, I'm not sure I want to do that. I'm sure not just me. And for every one of us, we have to approach those moments, those decision points of saying, what has God called me to do? What does serving look like in this particular situation? What does meeting the need really involve? I'm one that struggles mightily with those that, well, for lack of a better word, appear to be simply panhandling. So many stories, investigative stories of how many of them at least are earning, I don't know if you can use the word earning, but are accumulating more money than those that are working. But the difficulty is we hear that, we see that, we watch the news stories, and we lose sight of the individuals. We lose sight of those that are really hungry, those that are really homeless, those that really have nothing. And I believe this attitude of service says that I look at the individual and I listen to God. A lot of years ago, I was in downtown Indianapolis at a conference. A group I was with stopped at a local fast food place in downtown. And a man approached our group wanting food. And I don't remember, it's been a long time, whether he was asking for money to buy food or what his exact wording was. But I did not see him until after I came out of the restaurant. I don't know if he had been there, if he had been talking to others. But it was at a time in my life where resources were, well, a bit sparse, to put it mildly. And I had known of this trip, I had planned for this trip. I had nothing extra. But I did have a lifestyle that was, well, well-fed. And so when I came out of that restaurant and he was asking if there was some way he could get some money or get some food, and whichever it was, but food was involved in the request, I remember that, I simply handed him what I had just purchased that was going to be my meal for the ride home. And I don't recall being hungry. I don't recall missing that meal all that much. And I don't have any way of knowing how legitimate that request was or wasn't. But it was an act of noticing and listening and just feeling compelled that this man needed some food. Even though most of the fibers in my being said, that's probably not what he wants. And when we live with that attitude of Jesus, that attitude of serving, we set aside what we think is necessary for ourselves, and we consider what's necessary for others. That was the heart of Jesus as he lived and walked among people. Will that be the heart that you have as you live and walk among people? Will you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us and you provide what we need many times at the time that we need it, not early, not late, but at just the right time. And not only does that include the stuff, but I think more importantly, Father, it includes the wisdom to serve others. And Father, there are times you put within our heart and within our spirit a reluctance, a hesitation, because the situation in front of us isn't really meeting a need. It's simply enabling something that needs to stop. And there are other times you put within our heart and our spirit a desire and a compulsion even to help, because there is a need that we can serve and meet. But Father, beyond simply the somewhat obvious decisions that we have to make when specific requests are being made of us, may we look beyond that and take on this attitude of service in everything we do. When we go to work, when we drive on the highways and roads, and when we go to places of education, when we live life, when we live at home, when we live among our brothers and sisters in Christ, when we live at the marketplace. May we live with that attitude of humility that serves, that pays attention, that notices, that's able to see beyond the surface into what is really helpful and beneficial. And Father, for those times that we struggle to know, may we learn to listen, may we learn to look to you, may we allow you to lead and to guide and direct. And Father, even as we serve one another, our brothers and sisters in Christ, and when the need is pleasant, may we be joyful about serving. When the need is difficult and requires correction or rebuke or training, may we still be joyful about service. And Father, may part of that be reflected in the way that others serve us, especially when we need rebuked and corrected and trained. May we take that in the same spirit that we serve in. And Father, as we live life today, as we interact with people, may we look and see and notice beyond that which is stated, that which is seemingly obvious, to notice the hurt, the brokenness, to even notice the pride and arrogance, that the things that perhaps need a sense of serving that may be different than first impressions would give. Father, may our love for you be reflected in the way we serve. May the attitude of Jesus about coming to serve be our attitude wherever we go. And Father, when we reach those times and places and situations in our life where we want to sit back and let others do the things that we ought to be doing, when we want to sit back and expect others to serve us, may we know the conviction of your Spirit that continually calls us to take on this attitude of Jesus, this attitude of serving. And Father, as we serve, as we love, as we forgive, as we help, as we teach, as we admonish, as we live according to your word, may we be deliberate in lifting up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.